They're not teaching you the biblical gospel, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, new life, and repentance. Come out of the world. They don't teach you that. You're of the world. You're like the world. Their pastor loves college football. Is there anything godly, young lady, about college football? Does it glorify God's kingdom? It's rowdy. It's violent. It's carnal. And that's your leader. So they don't call you to come out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus. They don't call you to repent and come out of the world. The Bible doesn't tell us to adorn ourselves. It doesn't tell us to dress in pride and vanity. It doesn't tell us to wear makeup. Only pagans wore makeup in the Bible. That's an enhancing of your look to attract men. If I wore makeup, what would you say to me? Preacher, why are you wearing makeup? You're trying to make your look better for pride. So by Jesus' shed blood and repentance, you can be born again. And you can find new life. But if you're born again, where's your fruit, ma'am? Have you come out of the world? Have you come out of the world, the culture, sports, politics, entertainment? Have you come out of all of that for the glory of God? Or you just go to church on Sunday and you haven't really been transformed at all? That's what American churchianity is. They haven't been transformed at all. They haven't been transformed at all. So you might be, let me correct something. There's a chance you're born again. How long have you been born again? Oh, many years. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So let me correct what I said. So sometimes people are newly born again; they haven't been taught these doctrines. But if you've been in the faith many years and you're still, you keep Christmas and Easter. They do here. Those are pagan holidays handed down by the Roman Catholics that God said makes your worship in vain. If they don't call you out of the world, here's my wife. She'd love to share more with you. If they don't call you out of the world and teach you ready, this is supposed to be our temple. Did you know you're supposed to dress your temple in a God-honoring way and cover your head? The Bible teaches all this. They don't do it because it pleases feminism and it'll empty out their church building. But Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. So lovingly, you have like a surface level Christianity. And can I say something? Here's where the churches are in America, in their level of obedience and doctrine. Here's God's standard. Jesus makes the perfect standard. We need it. All of us have sinned. But guess what? If you're born of his spirit and you're walking in truth, your righteousness has to be greater than the Pharisees, which they kept every single thing God told them to, but they did it hypocritically. So what you are in love, you're listening and I appreciate that. You're a worldly churchianity person that's not obeying God and you're keeping man-made traditions. And Mark 7 says you're worshiping God in vain for doing that, and you must repent and walk in spirit and truth. And our website, you can test it all to the Word of God. You can test it all. Don'tperish.com. You can test it all to the Word of God. And ask him the men. Tell the pastor, the street preacher's out here and wants to have him open his Bible. And I'm going to show him in love why this is a goat farm, not the sheep of God, because they're practicing. I want him to come out and gather the church and tell me how college football, with its cheerleaders and its violence and its covetousness, furthers the kingdom of God.
There's so much violence in the Bible itself. No, it is not of the same violence, but there's...
We don't use violence for entertainment. God ordered violence at his will. Your pastor's not God. The Bible says, set nothing evil before your eyes. The Bible says, walk holy in all your conduct. How is college football holy? I used to be in the world. How is it holy? No, one thing, pagan holidays, the false gospel we already proclaimed. At this point, I'm not going to listen to a woman defend a false system. I've given you a lot of truth. Let the Holy Spirit convict you. Tell the men I'm out here peacefully. Let them bring their Bibles, gather the church, and they can show me where I'm wrong, or I can show them where they're wrong. Which one? First of all, a woman is not supposed to teach a man. Did you know that? She's supposed to learn in silence. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2. Do they teach you that? No. You know why? Thank you. They have three overseers that are women. You can't be an overseer and be a woman. Paul says no women get authority over men, ma'am. This is a feminized false church.
All right, thank you.
The deep breath of sigh. I hope it means you repent. We love you. Tell the men I'm waiting. Bring their Bible out. Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, sir, can I give you a gospel card and show you why? Are you going in this church?
Just temporarily to get some free coffee upstairs. Yeah.
Don't be deceived by their false gospel. Test yourself to the holy word of God. They might be nice and give you coffee, but they're not giving you the biblical gospel to eternal life, okay? Test yourself. You must repent and be born again by the shed blood of Jesus.
All right, I'm doing it right now. It says, do unto others as you want others.
Let me get close because I got a bit here. What's your name, man?
My name, I'm not a scam artist. It's John Jermaine Jackson. That's who I am.
What's your name?
John Jermaine Jackson.
John, I'm Tupos.
Okay, thank you.
This is my brother Akuo, and this is my wife, Sister Amen. So go ahead, you're reading it.
Oh, the laws that what you gave me is it's affiliated with the laws do unto others as you want others to do unto you, and an eye for an eye.
Well, eye for an eye is old. Jesus said, you've heard it said, but I say unto you. So he changed the Old Testament law and he fulfilled it and he actually raised the bar. In the Old Testament, if you looked at a woman with lust, they stoned you.
Right.
Guess what? In the New Testament,
America.
If you laid with a woman physically, they stone you if you weren't married to her. In the New Testament, Jesus said, if you just think about it, you're guilty of it. So you read that gospel. My email's on there. Okay. You look like a smart man. You got
my
a business law book.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pope. We were just standing outside the Roman Catholic Church. They're even farther from the truth than these people.
No excuse. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Test it, and we're here for you to help you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we love you.
Thank you.
God be praised. Yeah, so I talked to a couple people, one homeless guy here getting coffee. One of their women congregants came in, a worldly-looking woman that she stood and listened for a while, but then tried to correct me. And when I told her, after the gospel, after all the sins of this body, I told her women aren't to teach men. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2, she took a big, deep breath. Like, uh-oh, I can't refute that. And she walked inside. And I'm calling the men. So far, not one man. Leaders, elders, well, let's see. They're overseers. They got three men and three women here. So hopefully they'll send a man overseer out, not one of the women, which is totally unbiblical. But we've been standing here for 20 minutes, maybe, and still waiting. They see us. The door keeps opening. Waiting for a man. I said, go tell the pastor to bring his Bible and to come out and talk about the things of God. We'll see what happens today. They're teaching you a false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. They don't teach you how to dress your temple. They don't teach you to cover your head, all biblical concepts. They're teaching you pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They're teaching you to be of the world. None of this is of a holy God. Led by a bunch of Revelation 21:8 coward men that won't open the scriptures. That's why we stand to boldly call out the truth. Look at, they're looking in the windows up there. I got to make a video of this.